All right, everybody. Welcome to Quick Hits. And since this is WrestleMania week now, officially, I wanted to get on here maybe on a daily basis and just follow up with any news that comes down the line that maybe I didn't get a chance to talk about in my previous show. But we certainly have a lot of content to give you guys this week, including NXT, Raw reviews coming tomorrow. Raw is actually going on the air as I speak right now on USA. And it's the go-home show of Raw. And it's going to be an interesting show for sure, obviously, with Undertaker present, Brock present, Drew present. It's an all-hands-on-deck Monday Night Raw as it's the final Raw before WrestleMania 36. So, the topics I wanted to give you guys a quick thought on was, number one, Roman Reigns' response to him pulling out of WrestleMania. And while he didn't explicitly say that he pulled out, he said he basically pulled out of WrestleMania in an Instagram, about a 6-minute Instagram post that he put up and briefly talked about it. The majority of his discussion was about treating each other good, and we should use this time, this downtime, to figure out how we want to be treated and treat other people and all this feel-good stuff. And it's true, though, that you have to think about it. Number one, the WWE performers, the wrestlers, when is the last time they got, 2 days off in a row, much less, maybe 2 months? I mean, it could go on that long. And so they certainly, I'm sure, are enjoying this time, albeit probably antsy from their brains being wired to always be on the go, packing, unpacking, got to catch a flight, got to get to the hotel, got to get your workout in, got to get to the arena, got to go back in the car, back to the hotel, back to the airport, and it just continues in the cycle. So certainly this is a change of pace, not just for those of us in our daily 9-to-5 jobs, but for those in WWE, the performers there that are constantly on the go, working 300 days a year, and their brains are just hardwired to constantly go. It's got to be, you talk about an environmental shock. For most of us it is, but even more so for those in that type of business. So certainly I'm sure that it gives people time to recharge their batteries and to really center yourself and figure out what's most important and all that stuff that everyone's been saying, all that mushy stuff. But so Roman really touched on it quickly, though, and said that, you guys, basically how the dirt sheets reported he pulled out of WrestleMania. He still calls them dirt sheets. I love it. I guess that's just what the terminology is still being used in WWE. Basically, they're news sites. I mean, there's very few, I will say, there's very few dirt sheets. And when I say dirt sheets, I'm using the old definition of what dirt sheets was back in the 70s, 80s, 90s even, when there would be reports out there of so-and-so doing this or just people trying to dig up dirt to post it to get clicks. And that's ultimately what became of the term dirt sheet. So it's really not dirt sheets. I mean, you could say internet wrestling community or the internet wrestling fans, but aren't we all internet wrestling fans? How is the WWE network being provided on the internet? So the term internet wrestling fan is extremely outdated, and so is dirt sheets, to be honest with you, but I know what he means, and says that he pulled out of WrestleMania, it's been reported that he has, and that we don't know the whole story. Maybe he has newborns at home. Maybe, there's something you just don't know, but he did what he felt was right for him and his family. And I totally agree. You guys have heard me say it, that I completely agree with Roman Reigns' decision. He noted that those that are calling him a coward and that he's, a sissy and all this stuff for not showing up are the same people that every time, he goes to WrestleMania, they don't want him there. I will say, I don't know who's saying this stuff to him. Probably some, 12-year-old keyboard warrior. I mean, I don't know who was actually, dumb enough and doesn't have two brain cells to rub together, actually saying something like that to Roman Reigns, I mean, or to anybody who doesn't want to put their health at risk, especially somebody who's immunocompromised, such as Roman Reigns. So I don't understand anybody. I haven't seen any of that hate. I'm sure he sees it. And we don't see everything going on in his life. I don't need to see everything going on in his life to respect his decision. And he would probably label me as one of those haters. I'm a hater of Roman Reigns as a face character. I've never been a Joe and Hawaii hater. I think he's obviously a great family man. Clearly, is his number one priority. That is his family. Like, that is his world, and I respect it. I get it, and I guess that, you know, you have to differentiate the haters of his character from those that are just completely ignorant to a real life situation. I mean, so I want Roman Reigns at every single WrestleMania, maybe every single show that he can be on. I don't think he's a great wrestler, but I just, it's all about the character. And if you just turned him heel, you would solve a lot of problems. But that's not the topic of this discussion today. But anyway, Roman did address the quote haters, and you guys can go and look at his Instagram and view it for yourself. But certainly, this is a great time for everyone to recharge and to really rethink about what's going on and slow our lives down to a screeching halt. I mean, the entire world has shut down. It's just bizarre. I mean, we've mentioned it here. You hear it everywhere. So beyond that, though, beyond the Roman Reigns response, Triple H did also address it in an interview that he did. I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was earlier today. I didn't see the exact time, but obviously it was recently, about how all staff and all independent contractors, i.e. the wrestlers, are there on a voluntary basis, and that there be no repercussions for not showing up to the show, and that they can make that decision themselves. And so clearly there is no repercussions for Roman, nor should there be, nor will there be, or anybody else that, you know, feels as if they may be putting themselves at risk. It's just not worth it. And you could even make the case of why the hell WrestleMania is even going on. I mean, there's certainly a case to be made for why this is even happening now. And I'm kind of torn on it. While I have said that I appreciate WWE for putting out original content, they're still taking a hell of a risk, and certainly putting themselves at risk every single show, and putting the people that set up the ring, the referees, the ring announcers, the announcers, the agents, you know, all of it. There's more people on that show than just the two or three or however many wrestlers are out there, performers out there. So I don't know what's going to happen post-WrestleMania, and I talked last night with Ashley about this. I don't know what's going to happen after WrestleMania. I heard that they did record a Monday Night Raw after Mania, so we'll have that. But I don't know, as far as after that, what's next, right? I don't know. We'll never know. Until it actually happens. And, this thing could go on for months. It could go on for another 2 weeks. And then it left us as quickly as it came. And that could be the possibility as well. And, you know, hopefully we all see that happen, where it just is suddenly gone. As crazy as that may sound, I mean, certainly it's possible, because we know, you know what? We know nothing about this virus right now. Nothing. We don't have a drug for it. We don't have a shot for it. We have nothing. So, another tidbit I wanted to touch base with you guys is the runtime for WrestleMania has been revealed, meaning the time for each night has been allotted at 3 hours and 15 minutes apiece. So that puts you at 6.5 hours. That's about right. I mean, when you look at the totality of previous years, some have run, just under six, some have run six, seven, over 7 hours. So this is right in the wheelhouse of a typical WrestleMania, which is funny that, you know, this is the year that WrestleMania is too big for one night. I mean, I love where do they come up with these things, right? Is it some boardroom somewhere? I mean, it's just, I know they're trying to put a spin on it as if it was their decision to do this. I mean, But it's a smart one. I really believe that. I've said that and I'll continue to say it. It's a smart decision. Who doesn't want two nights of WrestleMania at a little over a typical, well, not a little over, probably a very long movie length. I mean, if you remember the movie Titanic, it's probably that length. So you're going to watch that back to back. And I think it's a manageable time from 7 o'clock to 10:15 on Saturday night and Sunday night. And it's also going to be interesting to see what the positioning of the matches are in terms of what the main event of the first night and the main event of the second night. To me, the main event of the second night is the true main event. And I know many people out there will say, oh, there's more than one main event. No, to me, there will be and always will be just one main event. That's why it's called main event. It's singular, right? So there can be semi-mains, but there's only one main event. That's why it's called that. So we'll have to see. My best guess as to the main event will probably be Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre the second night. I'm guessing that the first night will close out with Braun Strowman versus Goldberg, assuming Braun Strowman is the indeed replacement for Roman Reigns. I would assume that, but we'll find out. And I don't need any spoilers. I know they're out there. I don't want them. I don't need them. I wait all year for this. And as screwed up as this year's WrestleMania is, and as kind of down on it as we all are, I still don't want spoilers. And man, this is just strange. Is anybody excited for WrestleMania? Is anybody out there actually going, oh my God, I can't wait. Or are we all kind of going, yeah, it's WrestleMania, but there's still nobody there. It's not going to feel like WrestleMania. And I'm concerned about the match quality. Am I going to be even emotionally invested? You know, there are a lot of things in question here. I mean, this is the first time ever that we've ever seen WrestleMania in front of no one. And I'm feeling myself, at least, again, this is just me. I'm feeling a little bit kind of down on it. And you know what? I am the first one to admit that I want a very ho-hum WrestleMania because I don't want WWE pulling out all the stops for a WrestleMania that is in front of no one. Like I've said this for the last week on every show that I've been on, it would behoove WWE to not pull out all the stops. Just get through the show, get your outcomes, and set yourself up for the big stuff maybe you want to do at Mania for whenever television resumes in front of a live audience. Meaning, no big returns, no big swerves, just get through it, do everyone do their jobs, get the outcome you want to set up for maybe something bigger after WrestleMania is over and we're back to some kind of normalcy. I mean, who knows when that is, but that's my point. I don't need it being wasted in front of nobody. And I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but at least I do. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. And I hope you guys check out our full WrestleMania 36 preview and predictions that I did last night with Ashley Mann as we covered everything you can think of with WWE for the most part. We actually missed Otis versus Ziggler, and I felt bad about that. I don't know how that was missed. My thought on that is, if you guys want to know, I think Otis comes out on top, and then Ziggler and Mandy, or maybe Mandy gives Otis the kind of like a little wink and a nod, and she still sticks with Ziggler for a while, but I think Otis may win her over at WrestleMania by beating him. And while she said that on SmackDown she's not a prize to be won because this isn't the 90s anymore, you know, you had to make that clear that, you know, these women aren't up for grabs, right? I mean, I get it. I still think it's going to be a good match. They've done a great job with this angle. They really have. And I would love to see Otis beat the hell out of Ziggler. So mission accomplished. The only thing I could say is, how does Mandy not know that, you know, Otis didn't stand her up? Does she not watch her own TV show? Or maybe just, you know, look at any kind of social media whatsoever. I mean, it's a little bit unbelievable there, right? I mean, you should probably know what the hell's going on in your own show. Or someone tells her, hey, by the way, I know you didn't see it, but Otis showed up. I mean, that's that. If you don't believe me, go back and watch it on Hulu. So anyway. All right, well, we're at that 15-minute mark, and I like to keep these short and sweet. But maybe I'll continue doing this on a daily basis if the need arises or if I just feel the urge, because, damn it, this is my show. And so keep a lookout for more quick hits. But tomorrow will be your full Raw review, the full final Raw before WrestleMania tomorrow night. And then Wednesday's your nostalgia. Thursday is your AEW and NXT on Friday. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday are going to be huge, huge days. Obviously, with WrestleMania on Saturday, I'll probably do a full review show for part one on Sunday. And then on Monday, I'll do a review of WrestleMania part two and as a whole. So there's a lot of content coming. Just so much you're going to get sick of hearing me, and that'll be a good thing, I think, right? So, all right. If you guys want to give me a follow on Twitter, hit me up at the WWE Podcast. I'll be live tweeting throughout WrestleMania, and it'll be fun to interact with you guys live, right? So, okay, that's all I got for now. I will talk to you soon.